Macmillan Children's Readers. Published and copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2005. CD 4. Level 6.
The Planets. Original text by Jade Michaels. The Earth's orbit.
We live on the Earth. The Earth is a planet. It has got air we can breathe. 71% of our planet is water. From space, the Earth looks like a blue ball. The Earth is 149 million kilometres away from the Sun. It takes 1 year to go around the Sun. The Sun isn't a planet. It is a star at the centre of the solar system. It formed 5 billion years ago from a cloud of gas and dust. The Sun's diameter is 1,392,000 kilometres. It is much bigger than the Earth.
The Nine Planets.
There are nine planets in the solar system. All nine planets go around the Sun. The journey around the Sun is called an orbit.
Mercury's orbit.
Some planets take a short time to go around the Sun. Mercury orbits the Sun the fastest. It only takes 88 days to go around the Sun.
Pluto's orbit.
Some planets take a long time to go around the Sun. Pluto takes 247.7 years to go around the Sun.
Mars.
Mars is a very exciting planet. It is called the Red Planet because it has got lots of red rocks. The largest volcano in the solar system is on Mars. It is called Olympus Mons. It is 24 kilometres high and 500 kilometres wide at the base. It is bigger than Mount Everest. Billions of years ago, there were rivers and lakes on Mars. There is no water on Mars today, but there are river valleys. The Mariner Valley is the biggest valley in the solar system. It's 6.4 kilometres deep and 241 kilometres wide. Mariner 4 visited Mars in 1965. It was the first spacecraft on Mars. In 1976, there were two more expeditions in the spacecraft Viking. Scientists wanted to find aliens there, but they didn't find life on Mars. On the 3rd of January 2004, a NASA robot landed on Mars. Now we have new photos of this amazing planet.
Far and near.
Some planets are near the Sun. These planets are Venus, Mars, Mercury, and the Earth. Mercury is the nearest planet to the Sun. Venus is the second planet from the Sun. It is the brightest and hottest planet. We can sometimes see Venus from the Earth. Some planets are far away from the Sun. These planets are Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Pluto is 5,906 million kilometres away from the Sun. It is the furthest planet from the Sun. Saturn is the sixth planet from the Sun. It is the second biggest planet. Saturn has got beautiful rings made of ice and rock.
Distance from the Sun. Mercury.
57 million kilometres.
Venus.
107 million kilometres.
Earth.
149 million kilometres.
Mars.
228 million kilometres.
Jupiter.
777 million kilometres.
Saturn.
1,245 million kilometres.
Uranus.
2,864 million kilometres.
Neptune.
4,489 million kilometres.
Pluto.
5,906 million kilometres.
Big and small.
Some planets are very big. Jupiter is the biggest planet. It is much bigger than the Earth. Its diameter is 142,984 kilometres. Some planets are small. Pluto is the smallest planet. It is much smaller than the Earth. Its diameter is 2,274 kilometres. Some scientists think Pluto isn't a planet because it is so small.
Jupiter is a gas planet. The red spot on the planet is a huge storm. Hot and cold.
Some planets are hot. Mercury is very hot because it is the nearest planet to the Sun. Venus is the hottest planet. It is 500 degrees Celsius. Some planets are cold. Uranus is a very cold planet. It is minus 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Neptune is a very cold planet too. It is freezing cold because it is so far from the Sun. Neptune is a gas planet like Jupiter. Gas planets are very windy. Neptune has got the fastest winds in the solar system. The winds travel at 2,000 kilometres per hour.
Moons.
Seven planets have got moons. Some of the planets have got lots of moons. Saturn has got 18. In 1978, scientists discovered Pluto's moon for the first time. The moon is called Charon. Venus and Mercury haven't got moons. There is still much more to discover about the planets and the solar system. We are still learning about our universe and spending lots of money on space expeditions.
Do you want to go to space? Read the next story about a school trip to the moon.